This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 17, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The International Air Transport Association predicts 2009 will present airlines with the worst revenue crisis since the end of the Second World War. But there's a bailout on the way, and not from government, from Boeing and Airbus. IATA CEO and Director General Giovanni Bisignani estimates the airline industry's worldwide combined debt at $190 billion. Quote, in this climate, it is not going to be easy to fund their needs to buy new planes. It is going to be very, very tough for those large players, unquote. Consultant Chris Terry is among industry observers who say the talk of big order backlogs is no longer impressing investors. Quote, the manufacturers have been in denial. There is far too much equipment about to be delivered as we enter the downturn, and someone has to take the risk, unquote. U.S. scheduled passenger airlines employed 5.7% fewer workers in October this year than in October of last year. DOT's Bureau of Transportation Statistics notes this makes the fourth consecutive drop in full-time equivalent employee levels and the largest year-to-year decrease since July of 2006. The October FTE total of 394,300 was also the lowest since 1993. FTE calculations count two part-time employees as one full-timer. American Airlines employed the most FTEs in October among the network carriers. Southwest employed the most among low-cost carriers. And American Eagle employed the most among regionals. You can find more details on the report in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. Recession or not, JetBlue founder David Neeleman launched his fourth airline Monday, and the blue theme continues. Azul Linhas, Portuguese for blue lines, received its first airplane just a few days ago. The Brazilian domestic carrier will initially serve the cities of Campinas, Salvador de Bahia, and Porto Alegre. Azul is launching operations this month with three Embraer 195s and two Embraer 190s. The company has a total of 78 Embraer jets on order and plans to defy the economy by growing to serve 25 cities during 2009. The word blue in the name isn't the only part of Neeleman's new venture that appears informed by his last one. Azul's aircraft will be furnished with leather seats and eventually offer passengers live TV on individual seatback monitors. Delta Airlines is diving right into the task of reorganizing its fleet deployment following its acquisition of Northwest Airlines. In a break from the now common strategy of focusing on as few aircraft models as possible to save on training and maintenance costs, Delta will instead embrace fleet diversity to optimize aircraft for routes served. The Wall Street Journal reported on an internal memo outlining 14 changes the airline will make to improve efficiency. One example is its service between New York and Venice, which has been run using a Boeing 767-300. Delta says that starting next summer, it will switch to using a larger Airbus A330, which came in as part of Northwest's fleet. Regarding rumors Delta will make significant changes to aircraft orders already placed with Boeing by both airlines before the merger, a company spokeswoman would say only that a combined fleet will have different future needs than those of two separate airlines. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The Google Lunar X Prize welcomes two new teams. NTSB says a heart attack may have caused a June crash. And Go Airlines announces good news and bad news. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll ask AOPA Executive VP Andy Cibula what we do now that the FAA has made the Washington, D.C. ADIS permanent. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.